This is episode 196 of the Focused Mindset Podcast. And today, we're going to talk about our mindset and what kind of mindset we need to have going into a conversation in order to help it be solution focused. And many of you know that that's what I talked about on my recent TEDx talk. I devoted my entire time to talking about how important it is for us to tap into a different place within us when we begin a conversation, a place that's curious, a place that's focused on the other person rather than ourselves and our agenda, and really uncovering how important it is that we put our opinion aside in order to have a quality conversation. And I'm so excited in this podcast and the next two to come that I am going to go over my Lead with Hope 3-day challenge, my conversation navigation challenge. I made it into a mini course, and then I made it into a free challenge that anybody can get. And we're going to talk about it in a few minutes. So these next three podcasts are going to be in the same week because hundreds of you are going through this challenge right now. And if you want to jump in this challenge so you don't want to miss out, there's a few different ways you can do it. If you're in my email community, check your email because the link has already been sent to you. Or you can hop on my website, thefocusedmindset.com or sharekretz.com and look for the free Lead with Hope challenge. And I'm going to leave them in the show notes and in the links below. You know that's always a very quick access way for you to be a part of what we're doing. I love when we are in community together. And you know, I'm passionate about us having a hopeful mindset and being able to approach life through a solution-focused lens. And what better way to do that than focus on our conversations? So let's get started. This is the podcast where you learn how to build stronger connections and have better conversations using the solution-focused approach. I'm Cher Kretz. I'm a school counselor and a solution-focused life coach, and each week we learn new strategies so that we can build our families strong and be the person that we were always meant to be. You can learn more about our products and services by going to thefocusedmindset.com or hop over to Amazon to get 30 days to higher hopes. Hello, welcome to the podcast. Today is an exciting day. It's day one of the 3 days that we're going to go over my conversation navigation training called How to Lead with Hope Challenge. It's a 3-day challenge that I've created. There's been hundreds of you that have jumped into this training just in the last couple of weeks to go through it with me. And you're having day one, two, and three, over 3 consecutive days where we can focus on being a better communicator. That's so powerful because too many times we get rushed or we say, oh, I'm just going to do whatever's comfortable. Well, I'm sure we'll learn at the next conference we go to how to do better with that. And then we fall into bad habits. And many of us want to be able to infuse hope into our conversations and make a bigger impact. We want to be solution focused. And sometimes it seems more challenging than it really can be when we have a way to tap into a place in us where we're curious. And on the very first day of my 3-day challenge, we talk about the curiosity that it takes to be able to gather information without any judgment. You know, it's always going through our mind what we think, what we believe, and how we feel. We can't really stop that 100%, but we can make a conscious choice that in this conversation we're going to be curious. We can choose to set aside our strong and bold ways of communicating if we have them and soften it up a little bit and first lean on our listening and lean on our curiosity. And that's really what this day is all about, helping you tap in to that person that you are. All of us have the ability to do it. I think many times we just get so caught up that, like I said, we fall into what's ever most comfortable, whether that be talking too much and oversharing, or whether that be shrinking back and not sharing enough. the first step is to revisit, the first step in this whole day one training is to revisit that how to lead with hope TEDx talk that I did, and watch it with a fresh set of eyes, especially focusing on the part that talks about the GPS conversation navigation system to help us be better communicators. First, we gather all the information that we really need for that conversation without any judgment. Second, we plan with a purpose. We help them do that. It's not about our plan, but it's what we think about is, you know, it would be really great if they could plan with some of the things that are important to them in mind. And we help them move in that direction. And as they begin to plan, the last step is to help them start. And that's by being a cheerleader, being an encourager, being someone who can motivate people to change. And we're going to break this down in its most simplest form. And when we listen to this, what I want you to do is I want you to ask yourself this question. In my life, how can I practice connecting rather than sharing everything that I know? Think about the difference in that. When was the last time you went into the conversation and you thought in your mind, my goal is to make connections? My goal is to walk away knowing more about the person that I'm talking to and to be able to gather information about them that I never would have learned if I didn't turn on my curiosity. That is your battle cry for this first day. It takes focus to do that, and you'll be tempted to jump away from it or think, oh, I'm not interested or something like that. But in order to train your mind, you first need to ask, be real with yourself. In my life, how can I practice connecting rather than sharing everything I know? And then pinpoint the times when you might be guilty of beginning to share everything that's your opinion. It might be with your kids. It might be that when your kids have a problem, you tend to lecture them in the car, on the way to sports. We need to do this. We need to do that. Hey, I'm guilty of that. I think we all are. So that's why it takes an effort. You're going to ask that question, as not only thinking about it as you listen to the TED Talk, but as you go about your day. And then you're going to take a minute to reflect upon a time that communication felt challenging to you and that you got caught up in oversharing and just gave up on the conversation and of making it go smoothly, and recall the discomfort that you felt. Take a minute to feel how that relationship struggled because of it. Think about how the other person must have felt. That short exercise will help you step into their shoes and help you embrace how important these strategies are. Because in not doing that, you're walking away from the possibility of building the connections that you truly do want with other people. In our journey to become hope-driven communicators, we need to be deliberate. And every conversation is an opportunity to have a positive impact. And as you walk into the next conversation that you have, remind yourself that giving hope is better than giving advice. So you can stay curious, no matter what is going through your head. You lead with curiosity. I also encourage you to go through a practice of waking up with reflection. Start your day with a reflection exercise, considering all of the situations where you felt overwhelmed or stuck or swirling in your thoughts and overthinking, and then write down your thoughts without judgment. Don't judge any of your own thoughts, and then just write them all down and get it all out. Kind of be a good listener for yourself. And then listen to the Lead with Hope TEDx that I did, conversation navigation, starting at about 7 minutes and 30 seconds. And then consider how important it really truly is to lead with curiosity. So you can make a commitment to do just that. And then use your journal to write down that commitment that you have and the reason why you're doing it and why it's important to you connect. Even write down the people that you're hoping to connect with. And the way you're going to practice connecting is by being quiet and just taking in who they are, even watching their body language and how they move and the way they approach things. You learn so much from all of that. And that's all about gathering information without any judgment. Gathering information from the people you're talking to starts with gathering information about yourself without judgment. You're practicing with yourself. After you engage in these activities, you need to apply these techniques. Without any judgment, you go out and you purposely have conversations with that goal in mind and then reflect on that experience. See how it went differently. What was different about the conversation? When you noticed yourself being curious, how did that feel? That's really what the day one is all about, and it's what I'd like you to do today. Because that is the foundation of us choosing to be solution focused. Many people don't realize that being solution focused starts with stepping into somebody's worldview, being able to see things through their eyes, being able to understand where they're coming from truly. And it doesn't come from just a list of quick questions and then just like, how are you type of trivial things. It comes from slowing the conversation down just a tad. Sometimes the first thing people tell us isn't really what's on their mind. So being able to say what else and listening longer. I hope that this will be your opportunity to get one step closer to be the kind of communicator that you know that you've always wanted to be. And tomorrow, we're going to talk about day two. We're going to reflect on how exactly we can make plans that are aligned with our best hopes, how we can make plans with a purpose. Now, it's time for me to get going. These 3 days are super special, but it's not all that's coming up on this podcast. We have lots more situations where we're going to talk about how do we really truly infuse hope into our thought process so we can focus on what matters in conversations. And join us after this week. We're going to start highlighting counselors. I have some amazing school counselors that have come my way that I'm going to interview and we're going to talk to. Counselors that have been authors, counselors that are making amazing movements in their schools and helping people. And we're going to learn from them and we're going to highlight them. Some of you guys are counselors, and if you have something you want to share on my podcast, now is the time to DM me. Go to thefocusedmindset.com or hop on and email me and let me know what you'd like to share, because we want to take some time leading up to the conference coming up in July that I'm going to be speaking at for the National Counseling Association, where we highlight the voice of school counselors that do such amazing work for the mental health of all of our students in the schools and really for the whole community. And this is my opportunity to highlight them. So I hope you guys log in to those wonderful episodes. But tomorrow, you're going to get day two of the Conversation Navigation Lead with Hope Challenge. And then look forward the next day for day three, because we're going to dive in there. And please join with me in the challenge. Click the link below or hop over to my website, thefocusedmindset.com. You can get in the challenge for absolutely free. Take this time. Level up and let's do it together. And until next time, live solution focused. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Focused Mindset Podcast. And right now you can hop over to Amazon and pick up your copy of 30 Days to Higher Hopes. But if you want to do something for yourself that's absolutely free, then take my 3-day Lead with Hope Challenge. This is the way that leaders all over the place are learning to focus on hope and learning how the power of hope can move people to lasting change. And you join the challenge by heading over to my website at thefocusedmindset.com, where you can also learn about my coaching services. And if you would like to support this podcast, there's a few ways to do that. One, feel free to leave a review. I love reading those. And also, become a Patreon by clicking the link in my show notes, because it's listeners like you that help this podcast grow and helps me reach more people with a message of focusing on hope. So until next time, live solution focused.